KFX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey, yeah.
Marky.
Yadi 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush on air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush from Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1 and happy birthday, Hazel!
Happy, thank you! Good morning, everybody!
Happy
Hello.
Birthday! Since wala si Marky, si Rika ang kakanta na happy birthday.
Are you ready?
Sure pa tayo dyan.
Happy birthday to you!
Parang ang goal natin, happy.
Wow, I feel so special.
Oh, gosh.
But no. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my thank gosh. You. Thank you to everybody that who sent a text already or messaged me already or sent a gift already. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And Puchoy Choy.
Yeah.
My gosh. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
What a treat.
What a spread.
Love
thank
it.
You.
I was just wondering earlier, should I bring food? Okay, never mind. Let me just go. We'll see what happens when I get there. But oh my gosh. All right. So we've got food. Yay!
We've got yay. Pancakes and croissants.
Oh my
gosh. Big sausages and small sausages. Guess who got the big one?
Oh, of
the birthday girl.
On my birthday.
Duh. But yes, good morning. It's 6:16. We know it's a bit late, but you know what? You can give us a call. 863-1939.
Kanina nagre-ring.
Alam mo, sasabihin mo, I know it's a bit late, but deal with it.
I mean, it is my birthday, right?
Yes.
So, you know, what are you going to do? It's 6:16, and we got the usuals for you on a Monday. Later on, we'll do Chico Misterioso. We'll also have Dear TMR for you. And, of course, we'll announce the top 10 in just a short while. But, again, give us a call, 863-1939-3 if you want to join the wake-up quiz and win a prize from us.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. That was a song that stayed at number one for 6 weeks, I think, before My Universe took over.
So, your song. Your bet.
Yeah.
To make
I was
it to
so
the
happy
top.
Yesterday. I was so happy yesterday because the grocery store, they were playing My Universe.
Right.
And I was about to freak out, but then I remembered, okay, I'm in public.
Did you guys see the clip of Chris Martin, though?
What?
Pointing to Dakota
in
the audience.
Oh, no.
Dakota Johnson.
Oh.
And, like, basically referring to her as his universe.
His universe.
Why? You're making me, you know, sound like a bird here.
Gwyneth left the chat.
She's too busy making vagina-scented candles.
Uh-oh, Goop left the chat. But yeah, because it is Hazel's birthday, we have our top 10, which we used for my birthday, which we will use for Rika's birthday, which we will use for Marky's birthday. Hashtag title ng movie ni Hazel.
Mm. Oh!
So if Hazel were to have a movie, what would be the title?
So whether, it's like,
whether siya yung magsa-star or movie about her life.
Well, naisip ko lang yung sa Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yung title of your sex tape.
Yun, parang ganon.
Well,
it's one and the same. Life, sex tape, what's the diff?
Exactly.
What's the diff?
So let's give you examples. Mm. Title ng movie ni Hazel, Paalam Babe. Kami na ng papa mo. Starring Hazel Aguilon and Marky Stroll.
It sounds like a 90s movie.
Like a 90s movie.
Like a 90s take of movie.
Yeah, I know. Take of films movie. Or dalawang freeze.
Oh my God. Parang ka-level niya yung mga patikim ng pinya.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't.
And another title, ng movie ni Hazel, Wanted, Part-Time Lover.
Oh. Yeah. Stevie Wonder is shaking.
Can I just say, yesterday, I watched yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, you watched yesterday.
It was the first movie in a long time that I cried.
Oh, it's on Netflix now.
It's on Netflix and I cried. And I never cry in movies.
You know, that's the weird thing about that movie, that specific movie. Because yeah. It was shown in the movie house.
Yeah.
Tapos, I was so excited to watch it. Tapos, by the time, like literally, I was like at the cinema. Na para, okay, I'm going to watch it today. Tapos pagdating ko, wala na.
Ooh.
And then it turns out like a day or 2 days before siya, natapos yung run.
Mm.
So I missed it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like the moment it comes out like on a streaming platform, I'm going to watch it. Tapos it came out and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it later.
Mm.
Kasi ito na naman ako, feeling ko that the day that I will decide to watch it, wala na ulit siya.
Oh,
watch
no.
it now.
Watch it now.
I remember
you were so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was super excited.
We were talking about it before, diba? Ako din. I was also excited, but I never got around to it. Never watched it.
Well, now that it's on Netflix.
Okay, we should.
Ako kasi I'm such a big Beatles fan.
Yeah.
So, like, this would be a dream because it's like such a huge, huge fan.
Ako naman parang ang dami kasing memories na nakakabit sa Beatles song for me.
Oh,
like childhood memories.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was wala lang.
Ako kasi it was weird. It was one of those like I was probably either maybe college or early RX days. Basta ganun, na-discover ko siya. And then, yeah, I've always known the popular song.
Yeah.
Pero yung when I got into a deep dive, yeah, maybe college. And I never look back. I'm such a big fan.
I've never taken a deep dive.
Yeah. And I'm talking about like, you listen to every single song of every single album of theirs. Tapos yung mga solo pa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I only know the popular ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's something that, you know, you should consider. It's really good. And another example, title ng movie ni Hazel, Al Dente. Don't want no limp noodle.
I mean, who wants limp noodles, diba?
Who does?
Nobody, I don't think anybody likes that.
Yeah.
Meron pa talagang tao na on purpose?
I guess para overcooks their pasta.
Meron.
What?
Yeah.
No, but I think it's because nasanay na lang sila. But once they taste al dente,
that's the way to go.
Let me put it this way. Maybe not so much soggy noodles. But more like not into al dente.
Like they want it cooked.
They want it.
I guess
like,
for some people it's like undercooked.
Parang ano? Parang well done.
Okay.
Kumbaga sa steak, di ba? Like most people would have it somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Between rare and well done. Pero meron pa rin talagang tao gusto well done.
I mean, I would rather have well done steak than soggy pasta.
Soggy pasta.
Because
yeah.
You know, usually I would go for like medium rare, right?
Speaking of, may nakita akong photo. Pinuturing niya yung steak niya na super rare. Pero cook yung outside.
Uh-huh.
Tapos may nag-comment, sana kinagat mo na lang yung baka.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a thing.
Parang ganun din naman eh.
Oh, so I'm not a fan.
Gutugupi.
Medium rare ka, Hazel.
Well, depends. Kasi minsan, if you tell them, kunyari, you tell them medium well, dadating sa'yo well done. It's usually like, depende on where you're eating. If it's a really good steak place, then I can be very true
specific
to what I like. Yeah.
Ako kasi medium well.
I started with medium well.
I'm not a fan of like blood on my plate. Or even yung ano, kahit yung hindi naman dumudugo, but more like,
red.
When it's red,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about blood that turns me off.
When I cook, I make it medium well, but when I'm out, I take it a little bit rarer.
Rarer.
Because like, when I cook, I get praning eh.
Siguro
parang
super.
Parang feeling ko baka hindi tama yung duto.
Slightly medium rare, but like yeah. Basta wag red. Yung pwede pa yung.
Wag lang rare.
Pwede yung mamink.
Mami.
Basta wag
pink. Iba preferred.
Okay. The best. And another example, title ng movie ni Hazel, Lihim na Pag-ibig. the Hazel Aguilon story.
Oh, man.
Naka, the stories you could tell. Do you think that one day, parang biglang you'll just write a memoir and a tell-all? Like, name names and like...
Well...
Do a Katie Couric.
Ang masasabi ko lang maraming kakabahan.
Sa ano? Sa PBA, sa Rotary Club, sa PhilAm Association of the Philippines.
Kabahan na kayo!
And gusto nyo ano na? Mag ano na kayo? Parang two-in-one book kayo ni Marky.
Pwede.
Name names.
Why diba? Not all of us na lang kaya? Oh, yun na lang yung next na TMR book.
Sa akin kasi isa lang naman yung pasabog ko eh. So, after that one pasabog, wala na. Wala nang material. Si Rica pa. Kasi kay Rica pwede. Ex and victims.
Ah, diba? Madami eh.
So, may
content.
X-rated, right. Yung kay Marky, may true crime, yung kay...
kay Rica.
Rica. May mystery, kay Hazel.
O, diba? Pwede.
May mystery. And one last example, title ng movie ni Hazel, Wake Up for Your Legacy! Yan! Ang gandang movie title. Uh-huh. I did
wake up early today, but I was like, it is my birthday, you know?
Yeah.
So,
some slack. It's
I'm not gonna hustle.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna hazel.
Yeah. The opposite of hustle. The top 10 title ng movie ni Hazel. You know what to do. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag title ng movie ni Hazel in all your tweets.
It's time for the Wake Up Quiz. The Wake Up Quiz on TMR.
The Wake Up Quiz. 5 questions to wake you up. I hope you're already awake at 6:39 in the morning.
I'm sure.
Call us up, 86-31-9393. If you get 5 for 5 for 5 different days, you will win a prize. And I think this week we have a couple of choices for... the prize we're going to give away.
Ooh.
We do have...
we have people close to winning?
I think we have a number of people with like one or two wins.
So, wala pa yatang three.
Wala pang three.
I think one or two.
As far as I know. So yeah, call us up and we're going to make it simple for you. Hopefully you can win. I actually tried some of my wake up quiz questions because I went to SNR with my friend last night. And I was like, okay, you have to do this. I just want to know if
how difficult
the questions are. And I was so surprised that, you know... well, she got some questions wrong, but she was like, oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Hindi, kasi to be fair, meron mga questions na, like, they're actually very simple, and in your head, you're like, why don't I know the answer to this? Alam mo yun, yung bigla lang yung, ano, ba't hindi ko siya alam?
Parang pag wala ka sa wisho, medyo it's gonna take a while for you to remember the answer.
Yeah. Which is questions din na sobrang mali.
Ah, meron din naman.
Oo, oh, yung mga parang...
What's the capital of Paris?
I swear,
walang sagot.
Nakakatawa yung over the weekend when people were tagging us sa stories nila na parang nalito din ako eh.
Kaya kayo.
Tsaka alam mo yung ano, dapat meron tayong wake up quiz na puro ganun.
What's the capital question.
Of Paris?
Oh, diba?
The quiz is for you to spot the wrong question.
Pang ilan pinanganak ang panganay.
Let's talk to this one. Hello? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Who's this?
It's Kino.
Kino?
Kino.
Kino. Okay, Kino. Hi, Kino. Can you talk a little louder, please, so we can hear you better?
Is this better?
Oh, there.
There, that's better.
Parang naano ko sa, is this better?
Parang, so, Hazel, do you like that?
Parang, is this better?
I'm screaming. Oh my God! Rica, control yourself, girl.
Parang ano ah? Parang may naka certain zone tong si Ate Girl.
Parang may na-unlock.
May na-unlock. Oh.
Ay, Kino, let's do this. 5 questions, yeah? Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. What is the legal drinking age in the Philippines? Correct. In gaming lingo, what does GG mean?
Gotta go?
No. It's Good Game. Which basketball player starred in the original Space Jam movie?
Michael Jordan.
Correct. What toy company manufactures Barbie?
Mattel.
Correct. What do you call a group of ants? A party. It's actually a colony, but you got 3 for 5. I don't know if you could hear Chico in the background, like, just spilling the tea. But you got 3 for 5. That's not too bad. Is this your first time to call?
No, my second.
Your second. Okay.
Pareho kami ng sagot sa Gigi. Ako rin, my head gotta go.
Alam mo, pwede naman kasi talaga, diba?
Oh. Baka naman.
Pwedeng gossip girl, but the actual, you know, the general meaning of GG when you're gaming. It's good game.
Good game.
Yeah. Not a gamer, I take it, Kino. It's okay. Thank you for joining, though. Try again tomorrow, yeah. Okay?
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Kino. Bye. Have a good Monday. Bye. There you go, the Wake Up Quiz on the Morning Rush. We'll do it again at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, that's what we're going for, at least. The Wake Up Quiz, you snooze.
You lose.
The Wake Up Quiz on TMR. Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee. Sponsor RX93.1, time for Tea Over Coffee. Let's talk about Britney Spears.
Oh.
So she blasted her family yet again in an Instagram post shared over the weekend. In a lengthy caption reflecting on her newfound freedom, Britney teased that she is sitting on a vault of sordid stories about relatives who sat by as she endured the grueling conditions of a 13-year conservatorship. She said, and I quote, "Lord have mercy on my family's souls if I ever do an interview. In the meantime, I'm staying clear of the business, which is all I've ever known my whole life, which is why this is so very confusing for me. If you're like my family who says things like, sorry, you're in a conservatorship, probably thinking you're different so they can F with you." So, yeah, it's a long post. You guys should check out her Instagram account. And just, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I just feel like even though the conservatorship has already been taken away from Jamie.
Temporarily.
I feel like it's still a long road to recovery Britney. Emotionally, especially. I just feel like, yeah, that definitely takes a toll on you. 13 years of, like, not being free? That's insane.
Kasi ano eh, like, this is the first time, kasi like that's what really mystified me when I watched the documentary. Yung parang, you're Britney Spears. Even if you're being held against your will, parang there's a certain amount of consent on your part. Because you could just literally, like during a concert, say, I'm being held against my will, or run to the police. Gets? Yung parang, she's not like literally trapped.
Yeah.
So I was really thinking, merong, you know, maybe because it's her father. Yung, can you imagine? Pag complete stranger, pwede kang ma Stockholm syndrome.
Uh-huh.
What more if it's your own parent? Baka yung to a degree, naniniwala siya na, baka nga I need help. And he is my dad. So, grabe siya ngayon. Parang like the moment the shackles were off.
Yeah.
Like she's, lahat ng pent up anger in her. Tsaka remember, like siya, like across the board, my family. It's not even like one or two or three. Like they all, like did me wrong.
And even if the shackles are off, feeling ko parang on some level, hindi siya sanay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yun nga, parang very Stockholm syndrome eh. Tsaka, parang for me, it's like, I'm sure she's grieving because it's like a loss. It's basically like cutting off your relationship with your family.
Actually, I'm sad. Even though she's free, can you imagine the people who, on paper, yung cognitive dissonance mo in your head na, these are supposed to be your family. People closest to me.
Yeah.
The ones who will have my back. The one who like, even if the world turns their back on me, these people will be there for me. That's the general vibe that family is supposed to have,
yeah.
right? So if your biggest enemy are the people who should be closest to you, that's so tragic. And
I
even
know.
If you're free, parang, I'm pretty sure ang hirap i-process nun. That now her worst enemies are her flesh and blood.
Yeah.
Ang hirap nun. Kahit marami siyang kakampi, di ba? Parang there's like, but you're my family. How could this have happened?
And like you said, yung parang, and now that you're free, like, what are you supposed to do now?
Yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah.
You know that feeling? So kind of all you want is freedom, and now that you have it, you're like, okay, what now?
And you know how like everyone tells you na parang the most important family is the family that you choose?
Mm.
Totoo naman yun, pero alam mo, hindi mo masya-shake off eh.
Yeah.
Kasi iba yung laman ng iyong laman, dugo ng iyong
yeah,
dugo.
Yeah, and this is 13 so, years.
13 years.
Under the conservatorship.
That's true. It must really, it will really take a toll on her, mm. on her like mental state.
But maybe the key is to, you know, have a different conversation about her. Kasi
maybe,
what if, alam mo yun, parang people are just, you know, looking at her as a victim.
Yeah, like diba? Babying her almost.
Uh-oh.
Which probably won't help either.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should, you know, try our best to make her feel empowered.
At saka ano eh, like even if let's say she's free for now, or let's say even after November 12, let's say permanent na, she's
okay.
free. Like she's really fragile.
She is.
And you can't really say that just because she can take care of herself now doesn't mean she doesn't get on that slippery slope every
yeah.
now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And she does need help. But if you can't rely on your own family, because diba in our heads, that's our thing. Yung parang, okay, you're rich and famous, you're the most popular person on the planet, but, you know, your family knows the real you.
Yeah.
You can relax with them. Even if you're not famous anymore, your family will there for you. Ang hirap siguro to have to deal with the fact that you're estranged from them now.
I know. It's just really, really sad.
And that you can't trust them.
Yeah, but we wish her the best. Of course, we're always rooting for Britney. So you go, Brit. In other news, let's talk about Leanne Pinnock.
Okay.
From Little Mix. She is taking up for herself. You remember, we talked about this last
Minaj,
week
yeah.
when Nicki and Jessie came for her mm-hmm. during an Instagram live. So during her 30th birthday bash, the Little Mix singer teared up while giving a speech in defense of her character. Pinnock got emotional. And she said, and I quote, "I'm 30 years old. I know my character. You know my character. Anyone that meets me knows my effing character. That's all I care about."
Mm.
So,
oh, that's it. I thought she got into details.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
But I think that's like
parang umbrella
indirectly addressing
yeah.
The allegations against her.
I love that. It's like acknowledging, if you're not in my inner circle, you don't really know who I am.
Yeah.
So if you're a person that I trust, you know who I am. Like, I don't need to prove myself to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So apparently Pinnock and the rest of Little Mix, Perry Edwards and Jade Thirlwall, quietly unfollowed Nelson on social media amid the backlash.
Ooh, child.
Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't really address.
Like, did you really tell that
yes.
comedian to, you know, bash Jesse?
That's the meat and bones of, you know, the drama.
Yeah.
Did you or did you not? Kasi sa akin, parang we don't even have to talk about your character, because if you didn't do it, then
you don't have
you're
to say
free.
Anything.
You don't have to say anything.
Can
you're
I
innocent.
Just say
but
this?
But if you I did, that is not good. If
I
it's
thought
true.
The root of this all is the what do you call this? The text message.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Hindi, pero ano kasi is like, is it true?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be edited. It
this
could
is,
be like,
I know eh. It's a classic defense of celebrities. Like, they don't address the actual issue. They just basically skirt around it. Or like, they say something related to it, but not the exact thing that is being talked about.
I have a theory that maybe this is not as big as we thought it is. But, you know, because of PR and you know, just being talked about.
Hindi kasi,
diba?
Can you imagine? Yung kunyari tayo, like, you know, Beyonce, ano, Destiny's Child.
Oh. Si Beyonce.
Beyonce. Birthday ko.
Tapos, imagine mo, isa sa atin umalis.
Okay.
Tapos, parang biglang magsusolo. Diba? Gagawa ng records. Tapos, biglang, yung mga natira would be like, uy, sabihin mo naman, ano siya, oh, like, it's the term again, yung you're white, but you're trying to be black.
You're blackfishing.
You're blackfishing. You know, use it as material na that she's blackfishing. That's horrible. If it's true.
Yeah.
Sa akin, parang it's not a small thing.
Ah, yung parang nag-ano sila.
Yung parang siraan mo. And for me, sobrang perfect yung, kung totoo, sobrang perfect yung sinabi ni Nikki. Na parang, pinagkakitaan nyo tong taong to, tapos ngayong,
And she's always been that way. She's always had her tan. And yeah.
Wala kayong reklamo before.
Mm-mm.
And then now that she goes off on her solo career, and you don't even want to say it yourself, you want to let other people do the dirty work for you.
Yeah.
This is also
it's so problematic.
If it's true, it's so problematic because blackfishing is a serious thing. Mm-hmm. It's an actual issue, right? But to use it as a weapon.
Exactly. Kasi sa akin, kunyari, hindi siya talaga totoo. Instead of just saying, you know my character, I'd be like, you take that back. I never sent you that text message. Mm-hmm. I can sue you for defamation.
Yes, exactly.
But if you don't say anything and you just say, people who know me know that I'm a good person.
I swear.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that she's lying. I'm just saying, this is the meat and bones of this scandal.
And if you didn't do it, you could have said, no, I did not do it.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, you guys, let us know what you think, okay? At RX931, tweet us, hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee?
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And we are thanking Christopher Salvador for suggesting this during my birthday because we will be using this for the, you know, following birthdays from here on. So let's do the top 10 title ng movie ni Hazel. Let's start off at number 10, coming from Jungkook's Girl. We were just talking about it. The Real Housewife of Ortigas.
First two cast members, Hazel and Rica. So si Chico and Marky, friend of. Kasi may ganun eh. For every franchise, like you have the ones who aren't regular cast members, but they're like semi-regular. Mm. Like in the case of Kathy Hilton, she's not an actual housewife, but she's friend of, kasi sister niya.
Hindi pwede. Kasi kailangan may ano kami, The Real Housewives of Eastwood.
Ay, tama, may mga franchise naman eh.
Oo, franchise.
Kayo. Tsaka gusto niyo rin kasi may tagline kayo, I bet.
I bet.
I don't know why, but I get such a kick out of The Housewives. Thank you for introducing it to me.
I just find the taglines so, like, I love the taglines. So, if they're done right.
Uh-uh.
But, you know, some are lame. So,
yeah.
Like the first Asian cast of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Her name's Crystal. She has one of the lamest taglines. She goes, parang in Hollywood, there are many pretenders. Or Hollywood is full of pretenders. And I'm here to slay them all.
I...
Like, huh? Gagawin mo. Parang, okay, to be fair, she is married to a producer, like the producer of Lion King.
Okay.
Or the whatever, basta like the guy from Lion King. Anyway, so may Hollywood connect siya. Okay. Pero still, like, slay what? Them all? Like, what?
Hindi parang ano,
who
parang
are
siyang,
you?
Parang siyang Kim Possible. Parang siyang Nickelodeon.
Parang
tagline.
Kulang na lang sa dulo.
Diba? Haya! Yung anlayo, diba? Like, yung, kunyari, yun nga, LVP na, you can stab me in the back, but whilst you're there, kiss my ass.
Dapat
yung medyo may ano, may sampal ng konti yung tagline.
Oh, parang tayo, di ba? Remember we had like a plug before, you know? I plan to strut down the runway of life.
So yun yung kay Chico. Meron na siya. Ang tagal na niyang pinrepare ng tagline niya.
Mga ganon.
Ano yung sa akin? let me kill you with kindness.
Ah! Matatakot ka muna.
And a chainsaw.
And a chainsaw. And my chef's knife. Alam mo usually ang glamorous nung ano, nung photo shoot for housewives, diba? So ikaw naka-gown ka, pero may chainsaw.
Pero, oh, diba?
Ganda.
And number 9, coming from Nero, title ng movie ni Hazel, Are You Lost, Baby Girl?
Oh.
Starring Ian Veneracion and Hazel May Aguilon. Yon.
Where is the contract? Let me sign it now.
It already happened, baby girl.
Tapos, ito yung parang ano, yung parang Are You Lost, Baby Girl? Pero hindi kanya, like technically, rinescue kanya, mm-hmm. pero yung pala dadaling kanya sa Red Room of Pain.
Ay.
Again.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. Give me a pen now. Ready
ka pa magsama ng friend.
Tapos sasabihin niya sa'yo, ah, magpipirmahan na ba tayo? Well, baby girl, the pen is ready. Just sign on the dotted line.
Can I have that pen, please?
Oh, God.
And the pen is big, huh? Para pero, para madaling pumirma. Mahirap kasi pag yung maninipis na pen, di ba parang hirap?
Masasabi ko lang the pen is needed.
If the pen is big, ganun ba siya kabilis mag-ready?
Oo na, well.
Di ba sabi niya?
Siguro ko high blood. Kasi di ba mataas yung blood pressure? Hindi, like for me, hirap na hirap ako, promise. Yung bakit? Pag sa ano, pag yung sa, hindi.
Kala ko pa naman broke.
Pag yung sa ano, yung sa, like kunyari you go to SNR, ganyan. Yung pag, yung sa credit card, yung they'll make you sign using
oh,
that
with the
little
tiny
pen.
Yeah.
Mm. That e-pen. Mm-hmm. E-pen! Pang dentist. Hindi yung e-pen.
For, yeah, I know what you're talking
kasi
about.
Kasi it's so small. And, tapos the square is also so small.
Yeah. Sobrang like, inaccurate nung signature mo.
Super.
Compared to actual
yun, you can
signature.
Use your finger.
Even worse for me. I'd rather have a small pen kasi finger.
This conversation. This conversation.
There's just something
just
so.
Turn. Oh. Ako depende. Ayaw magsalita ng tapos eh. Depende.
Hindi ako both.
Pero I think ano, universal yung we don't like the small pen.
Oo, we don't like the small
pen. Kasi mahirap eh, mahirap siya. Mahirap.
Tsaka alam mo na yung aalog-alog sa kamay mo, di ba? Yung parang,
alkan siya yun. Parang masyado marami space na hindi na, na-fill up.
I swear.
And number 8 from Rudes Antonio, title ng movie ni Hazel, Me Before You. Life-changing story of Hazel Aguilon. Ito daw yung from being late to being very early.
Oh!
Mm.
I don't think I watched that movie.
The, what's her name? Emilia Clarke?
Emilia Clarke. Oh, it's really nice. Yeah. Ako, I enjoyed it. I mean, steady.
Ito ba yung parang,
yung may pilay?
Uh-oh.
Pilay ba siya or like?
Yep, or, basta parang caregiver siya.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, naka-wheelchair.
Sam McLaughlin?
Yeah, McLaughlin.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that parang okay lang. Okay lang.
Ako din.
I'm not super a big fan.
Hindi
I'm not
siya
saying
like
naman that
ha-gul-gul
it's no.
Well, for a lot of people. Yes.
Okay. Merong I would say merong part, pero like the general vibe is steady lang.
But the book is like super raved about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people rave about that book. Mm-hmm. Parang the Notebook levels of like fandom.
And number 7 from Juice Blank, title ng movie ni Hazel, Eng Pagdedelege ni Hazel Egelen.
Enya be.
Bebe-beer.
Dapat yung ni kakainis.
Meron tayo. Mamaya. Hintayin nyo lang. And number 6 from Icarus Torrent, My Insomnia Girl.
Oh, you were just talking about this.
Apparently, Madonna is also an insomnia.
Yes, and she says she's at her most creative between 2 to 4 in the morning. That's when the magic happens. And she says she never sleeps before 4 a.m.
Wow.
And even her children talk about it. And they're like, you know, she never, like, she sleeps so late, you know. And sometimes, like, you'd hear her walking around the house at 3 in the morning. And I'm like, Mom, go to sleep. And
she's like, we're all sleeping
what
here.
What are you doing? And she's, like, wide awake.
And she said it, Rena, when during the... was it a Rolling Stone interview with Maluma? Mm. Yeah, parang she said na parang she believes that parang there's a saying daw kasi na if you were born in the morning,
yes, she said that.
Buhay ka sa umaga. If you were born in the evening, mas buhay ka sa gabi.
Which makes total sense for me personally because I was born before midnight.
There, parang ganon. Although, pagkasabi pa lang yan, sabi naman ni Maluma na siya baligtad. Yung parang, kunyari, night owl siya, pero actually morning siya pinanganap.
Ikaw ba, Chico?
I think I was afternoon.
Ako morning, ako 11
parang 4, 4:01. Kasi weird eh. If you look at my birth certificate, it says 4:01 a.m.
Okay.
But yung papel na kadikit nun, yung parang sinulat nung doctor.
P.M. Did you ask your mom?
Oo nga, no? Sabi ko, that's such a mystery. Ba't di ko nalang tanong na?
Di ba doon ka galing?
Sabi ko naman, what a mystery. How will I ever find out? Is it AM or PM?
You know, you can always ask her, right?
Go to the source.
Ba't nga ba hindi ko itanong sa kanya?
All these years.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Because like, di ba, parang ako kasi ang feeling ko, obviously, the one who wrote the in the small piece of paper is probably the accurate one. Kasi yun yung nung pinanganak ako,
the
eh, diba?
Actual, yeah.
Tapos yung nagtatype,
ba nagamali?
Oh, diba? Like, look.
So, ano yung sinulat nung nagsulat lang?
Yung nagsulat PM. AM.
Ah, AM.
Yung sa actual birth certificate, PM. FM. FM.
Well, accurate, right?
Oh,
nasa FM.
I ended up in FM, oh, not diba? AM.
Nakalagay din sa birth certificate mo,
93.1. FM.
FM.
Oo. So, pinanganak ako, 931. FM.
Oo nga, no? Sino kaya mga pinanganak ng 931?
Na nakalagay sa ano, ha?
Sa birth certificate.
Ako kasi 401.
I don't remember the exact time, but you know, my mom just always tells me, ito, kasi my tito celebrates his birthday on the 19th. Happy birthday, Tito Abner. So, parang alam mo yung, they almost thought we would have the same birthday.
Yeah. Right.
Just because I came out so late.
Ako naman, I was already.
Well, you did.
But welcome to the family! Gusto ko yung nag-lock eyes kami ni Rika pagkasabi ko nung, because I came out so late. Tapos meron akong late support.
Ako nga, super delayed.
Uh-oh.
Like I refuse to come out. And like I had to be induced I think thrice.
Oh,
tapos
wow.
Ayaw pa rin, so that's why I was a forcep baby. Yeah. Pinorsip ako forcibly.
Uh-oh.
Yanked out of the vajayjay because I just refused.
So you were forced to come out na talaga.
Mm-mm. So I think nandun yata si Marky.
Okay, na mo may mic si Marky. Hoy, nagpo-broadcast.
Hi! Labas ka na dyan.
Hi!
Hi!
Alam ko si Mama ano eh, nagpapaanak pa siya ng iba.
Habang nanganak siya?
Habang nung na-realize niya na, oh wait, I think I'm having contractions.
A baby.
I'm having a baby. Oh,
ang intense nung habang nanganak siya.
Chain ano?
Ano pa? Chain delivery.
Alam mo yung nakatayo siya, nagde-deliver siya ng baby, tapos may nakasalo sa ilalim niya.
Doc Rose!
Only daughter. Hindi, I think yun ngayon, parang na-feel niya na, hala, mga, ako na pala yung mga anak. And then she drove herself to another hospital.
Oh, so ganun. She, okay, what, dapat doon na lang din sa
hospital.
Why
dapat doon sa hospital?
Alam ko, kwento niya parang she need to go to another hospital to
because
get the baby delivered. I don't know, baka doon siya parang nakasign up. Ewan ko. Ay, ganun ba? Nasa siya naka-register.
Or baka she was the only OB available at the time dun sa hospital where she works.
So,
so she needed to go to a different one.
Alam ko na una pa yung dad ko sa hospital na parang, asan ka na? Di ba mga nga naka na?
OTW!
But I guess, no, if you're an OB, because you don't freak out anymore because you already know you basically already know the flow of things. So, chill lang siguro si
I Dr. wonder if pwede nga talaga na nakatayo to deliver. Diba?
Pwede siguro. Naka-squat. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure it's possible.
I don't know. You know when I watch those water births?
Yeah.
I am so fascinated but also terrified.
Isn't it so swift? Yung parang isang parang...
Yeah. But a lot, more and more people are getting into that because, you know, they like the natural process and
so
everything.
So walang painkillers?
Wala.
You feel everything?
I same mean, with ano, diba? Lamaz? I think if you're lamaz, ganun din.
Okay, like natural talaga.
Natural
but
birth.
But in the hospital, right? Pag ganun.
I guess.
Tsaka lamaz, kasi diba yung a lot of people like that kasi you have your husband with you.
Yun pala yun. Oo nga, kasi you practice.
Oo, you practice sila yung chink, parang coach mo.
Hindi, yun yung ginagawa mo sa ano?
Sa bread. 1, 2, 3, breathe! 1, 2, 3, breathe!
Yun yung ginagawa mo sa bread, diba?
Alin?
Nilalamas mo yung ano.
Sa dough.
Kala ko sabi mo sa breast. Sa bread.
Pwede din.
Oh! Okay, okay.
Hindi, sa chicken breast, diba? To make it more tender.
And number 5 from ODH, a Filipino-Chinese love story. Manong po.
Kasi ano.
Kasi hindi accurate.
Hindi accurate.
Hindi ko ano eh.
Oo nga no. Hindi ka ma-Asian.
Sensation.
Well.
A certain type.
Not to say hindi ma-Asian. I mean, I like Filipinos. But like the more...
Actually, no. You're
like
more
region.
Pinoy.
I like morenos.
You don't like chinitos?
No. Mm-hmm. Kung chinito, pero moreno, pwede. Pero like yung quintessential, alam mo yun?
Yung maputi.
Lean, tapos, di ba? Parang medyo against my type talaga.
Actually.
Ay,
yan,
no, more for us. More for us!
Okay.
Totoo.
Number 4 from the Super Malas Guy. Title ng movie ni Hazel, Nang Kailanganin Ko Si Kuya Albert.
We all need Kuya Albert.
Hey, Kuya Albert, you know, definitely essential.
Yeah.
We love him.
The fifth member.
Yes.
The Morning Rush.
The Little Mix. And number 3 from Camilo. Title ng movie ni Hazel, The Devil Wears Only Panty.
In the condo, she does.
In the condo, that's
alam mo ba,
all she wears.
Nag-post ako ng story nung Friday. Tapos parang, kasi it was raining, right? So, yung view ko from my bedroom, tapos outside. Tapos may nag-reply sa akin, I can see our building. Tapos sabi ko, kung she can see, tapos parang na-paranoid ako na, parang for some reason feeling ko, nakikita niya ako from
her
building.
The general rule is ganun.
If you can see them, they can see you.
Yeah.
Hindi, she can see the building. Not naman...
No, but when I think about it, yeah, they can probably see me because I can also see them. Like the building
the people.
Across. Yeah.
I can see the people inside the building.
I can. Oh, the people
they can
who work there.
See you too.
Oh, well then, enjoy the show. Kasi medyo, I like to keep my windows open. I don't really care.
That is your when you're alone, that is your general outfit? Just bottoms?
No, I have a shirt on. But usually it's just like, you know, no shorts.
Okay.
I don't naman walk around topless. Well,
topless. No, for some
only
people,
when I'm about to shower.
Yeah, some sometimes. People do. Diba? That's
maginaw.
That's true.
Yeah.
Are you considering getting rid of underwear? Like, just not wearing it at all?
No.
No, I mean, like, even outside?
No, I can't. Because I have... I want it secure.
Right.
Like, I don't want it... Feeling ko baka may pumasok na langgam or something.
Ay.
Nag-gagingin
na
sila.
Ay.
Pwede naman praying mantis. Pwede
no, naman. Yung praying mantis.
Pwede namang hindi, surot.
Diba? Baka langgamin or something. Or, di ba kayo natatakot? Do you like going
no,
without underwear?
Never.
For me, mainly because
it's super uncomfortable kasi.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
I agree.
I've been trying
to curate my closet so that I don't have to wear.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just so over it. Like, who invented underwear anyway? So parang ako, if you don't need to wear it, then just don't.
No, but then it's a different thing also if you're not wearing underwear, pero may damit ka.
Kasi
if hindi yung like yung it's just out lang in the open. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't want to sit on my couch without
with your underwear on.
You know what I mean?
No,
or my bed.
Hindi naman ganun. Pero, alam mo yun, kuwari straight up shorts na. Unless you're wearing like tight cargo pants. Parang but feeling ko okay lang hindi ka mag.
Yeah. There are shorts na parang may kasama ng underwear. Yeah.
Oh, usually that's for guys. Pati
oh,
ba
really?
Sa girls?
Meron
sa amin lagi may net. Parang net underwear. Nakasama yung mga, lala swimming shorts.
Yes. But, well, yung mga workout, mga track shorts for running, parang
meron na siyang something.
Di ba may mga specific na workout shorts na you don't need to wear underwear?
Uh-oh.
Like, it's better if you don't have underwear.
Tsaka di ba, ano yung mga compression shorts?
Yes. Yes.
And number two, coming from Archer Aguilar, title ng movie ni Hazel, Ang Pinaliguan ng Dalawang Garcia.
Parang isa lang yung Willy.
Yung
isa
Willy.
Parang...
parang pwede ba hintayin ko na lang kayo?
Ikaw na lang mag-abot sa akin. Sabon,
yung pag naka-ano na kayo, naka-blow dry na kayo, ganun. Nakita-kits na lang tayo sa sala.
Isa na lang tayo sa sala.
And the top title ng movie ni Hazel comes from Victoriano.
Victoriano says...
Maganda to eh. Kasi he's entering the realm of the si Malakas, si Maganda, si Magante at Laura. Sabi ni Victoriano, magiging ganun period piece ang alamat ng mga nag-uumpugang papaya.
Ayoko. Oh, the visual.
The visual.
I cannot. Babatukan kita, Maximo.
Victoriano.
Ay, Victoriano.
Ano mo? Ano, but ano kayang feeling?
I just wanna know. Kasi yung
akin okay, parang... Pwede ano, pwede namang ang alamat ng nag-uumpugang lansones.
Hindi nga sila nag-aabot eh. Hindi sila nag-uumpugan eh. That's
hindi naman. Mangostin?
Ang ano, ang alamat ng magkagalit na mundo.
Magkagalit.
Magkagalit sila eh. Oo. They don't wanna be near each other.
ang alamat ng banlag na gisante.
Bakit naman yung green talaga yung mga
ito? Ito yung gisante.
Peas. Gisante. And there you go, the top 10 title ng movie ni Hazel. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag title ng movie ni Hazel in all your tweets.
So ano mas accurate? Gisantes or munggo?
Parang same lang.
Hindi, yung isa gisantes. Yung isa munggo. Our music here, Silver and Gold off the Monster.
And now, it's the moment that TMR fans have been waiting for. It's Chico Misterioso.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for Chico Misterioso.
Hello, mga vibrations.
So, of course, we have so many dreams lined up for you, Chico Misterioso. But we're going to give you two today. The first one was sent in by... Okay, I'll get to the name in just a little bit because I sent it on Viber. Okay, Jake. First dream from Jake. Okay. Hi, Chico Misterioso. I'd like to share a dream that my fiancé had. She woke up from a nap and told me that she had the weirdest dream. Here goes. She forgot most of the dream, but this is what she remembers. In her dream, yaya siya ng anak ni Hazel Hari.
Oh my God. We were just talking.
I know. Not sure if boy or girl. And she just knows that anak siya ni Hazel because Hazel was carrying the baby the whole time. Oh my God. More like a nightmare. So there she was being a yaya and was about to feed Hazel's baby. She was peeling a weird fruit na round in shape, yellow on the outside and violet on the inside. So papakainin na niya yung baby, but instead of isubo niya ng maayos sa mouth, she randomly throws the fruit at the baby's face.
Oh my God.
And the baby would just pick it up and eat it. Sabi niya,
animal yarn.
Sabi niya, she felt very scared of the baby. Kaya gano'n niya pakainin. But Hazel was perfectly fine with it. Like, it was just a normal thing for them. She continues feeding the baby with the violet fruit. And sa sobrang juicy, nagdi-drip na yung juice from the baby's mouth and hand slowly turning the baby purple. Like Barney levels. Chico Garcia was also in the dream, pero hindi siya nakikita. Rinig lang yung voice niya. So very Big Brother. What could this mean? We listen to the podcast a lot. We keep it in the background for most of the day. Thank you, Jake.
Okay, you know, okay, this will sound funny, but you know, but there is like a serious interpretation for me for this. Okay, so let's like break it down. It's Hazel's baby. Now, Hazel and me in the background, it could have been any of us four. Mm-hmm. I just feel like maybe we talked about something on the show that struck a nerve with her, probably. But she was, but it also at the same time made her uncomfortable. Maybe we talked about something about relationships. Maybe we talked about something about religion or about
babies.
Life. Not necessarily about okay. babies. Kasi parang kumbaga for me, yung baby is a symbol of our output.
Yung
parang like what we talk about is the baby.
It's our baby.
And maybe it scares her, but at the same time, it fascinates her because she's the yaya. For example lang ha, for example. Diba, we talk about, let's say, open relationships. Maybe mm-hmm. she's scared of something like that, but at the same time, nai-intrigued siya at the idea. Or yung parang ikaw, since it's your baby, maybe something that you discussed, like not needing anyone, choosing to be single.
Right.
Or yung mga ganon, yung mga, it could have been
any of the things
a plethora okay. of the topics that we discussed. That maybe she couldn't forget. And you know how like sometimes people bring up a topic that on the surface it repulses us, it disgusts us, but at the same time deep inside there's a what if it makes sense. Maybe you're unreceptive to it now. So kaya siya parang monster baby gets. Ang daming symbolism, like It's a baby, but it scares her. Yeah. So, notice how she's keeping her distance from it?
Yeah.
So, as a listener, she's like, I'm supposed to take care of this baby. I'm supposed to accept these messages, but it scares me. So, I'll look at it, but from afar.
Right.
I feed it, but from afar. Yeah. So, I'm thinking it might be something like that. Or maybe it's not us. Maybe it's not the show. Maybe we're just a symbol of something that parang she encountered. She's afraid of it. She's on the surface repulsed by it. But maybe she's intrigued by it.
Right. Mm. Maybe something else that's constant in her life.
Yeah.
Apart from the show.
Or parang we're reminded of people in her.
Oh, it could be friends. Maybe a friend. Siguro lang kasi tayo yung parang, diba, like the fiancé said, they keep us in the background.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a friend or a family member.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe their lifestyle or their thoughts or views makes to be political. Maybe they belong to the other side of, you know, it could be anything that you're on the surface repulsed by, but for some reason you feel like you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the popular interpretation of dreaming about a baby is this. So typically seeing a baby in a dream signifies innocence, warmth, and new beginnings. Mm. Now, if you see that in your dream, it could mean that it's time to get in touch with that part of yourself. So you might want to explore that idea. And then, dreaming about eating fruit usually symbolizes fulfillment of desires and spiritual growth, which makes sense. Yung parang, you know, eating fruit na parang so juicy.
Parang forbidden fruit.
Yeah,
diba?
You just want to bite into it. So it's your desire. So if it's a fruit that's weird, or if it's a fruit that you don't like, then maybe you're doing something that you're not really, you know, comfortable with.
Pretty consistent, ha? Kasi actually, no, pwede siyang symbol of forbidden fruit. Maybe we did discuss something na she's afraid to look into.
I mean, in her dream, it was my baby. Yeah. So forbidden fruit sounds about right.
It'll never happen.
Pero wait lang ah, ang takeaway ko dito, bakit parang evil spawn yung anak ko sa panaginip mo?
Huwag ka mag-aanak.
Kasi parang nakakatakot.
Kasi that's the thing. Like, diba? You're not a mom.
Yeah.
So what is your output? Diba? It's like what we say.
Mm.
So pwedeng yun yun eh. Diba?
Baby.
Like, our, what we say on air are our babies.
Mm.
You know? So that could actually be...
I mean, none of us are parents. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for parents.
What they said on air. I want to change my baby.
I want to take it all back.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully that kind of rings a bell when you hear it.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know.
Let us know. You can always email us. And if you have your own dreams you want us to interpret for you, go ahead and email rx931tmr@gmail.com.
More music. Killer music.
Monster RX
93.1. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking Christopher Salvador for the topic. Of course, it is Hazel's birthday today. Happy birthday.
Bakit parang inaakit mo ako?
Happy birthday. Title ng movie ni Hazel. Okay, so let's start off at number 10. From Icarus Torrent. Confessions of an Online Shopaholic. Actually, no. Like, if you were to translate the book into an online version, parang it's very current.
Yeah.
Because people really shop online now. Unlike before, di ba? Like sa movies, basta merong shopping montage.
Mm.
Yung they're in the mall, carrying lots of bags.
Y'all know that's like my jam. Rebecca Bloomwood has always been like my girl.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason I collected all the books. Because even at the time, I could relate to it.
Yeah.
At the time that the books came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is me. Pero hindi naman to that level. Kasi siya medyo... Yeah, like she would hide from the credit card, the debt collector.
Oh.
To that level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she was literally hiding. But then she met this super rich guy.
Kaya mo
who's
gusto.
Into...
Kaya
he's in the
gusto.
Finance industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who helped her out. But she also figured things out herself.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But don't you find it na parang when you go to the mall, it's a little... I don't know, parang you feel like it's more complete when you go online. Like, I'd rather just buy this online.
Now, I like the option of comparing, like,
yes.
The goods and the prices as well. Diba? Yung parang you go to the mall and then you find something. And then before you buy it, sometimes you actually check out if it's available online. If there's like something cheaper online.
Ako parang nakukulangan na ako sometimes in the mall.
I get it. Yeah. I know what you mean. And especially with all these clothing stores that, you know, they have their own apps now. It's so easy to find whatever it is you're looking for as opposed to going to the mall and looking for stocks, looking for sizes.
You know, if they make the return process easier, I don't need to go to the mall.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that's stopping me. Like, what if I buy it and it's super hard to return it? But
it's just the instant gratification of having the goods with you when you go home. That's the only appeal.
What if they have, like... the same day shipping or something like one
that would be amazing.
Ship, right?
Oh my god, I will never leave.
I would never.
Same.
A little thing like that. If for those who don't watch Hometown Cha Cha Cha, merong little snippet dun na.
Yes, I remember.
Bili siya ng bili pero puro online. Kasi nga you're in a small town in the middle of nowhere. There aren't really a lot of like malls. Mm. in the area. It's a small fishing village. So.
Eh, kung ang magde-deliver naman si Hong Bang
Chan. Eh, diba? Boy, let mo naman yung magde-deliver.
I
why
mean,
not?
Maybe that's the reason why she kept on ordering.
I know, right?
All the more that I'm never leaving the house.
Right?
And neither is he.
Right?
Siya yung delivery.
Siya.
And speaking of, from I'm Jungkook's Girl, diba merong You've Got Mail? For Hazel's movie, it'll be called You've Got Package.
Ooh.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nothing more that's like, parang there's nothing that would make you feel more excited these days than getting a package, whether it be something you ordered or something someone sent you.
Yeah.
Grabe yung happiness levels. I swear, like, the joy it brings your boring life, especially during the pandemic where, you know, you don't really do much.
It's like a gift from you to you.
Yeah.
That
best.
Used to be my
it's
thing. Pero, of course, not anymore. I kind of miss it, the thrill. Kasi, like, usually, when I used to collect statues, when I order from the States, yung iba kasi available dito, yung iba you really have no choice but to order it direct from the company in the States. Tapos yung makakakuha ka ng like text message that they're arriving today.
Oh, the best.
And pagdating niya, usually on FedEx, kasi like major, like it's a huge box. Tapos ilalabas nila, tapos tatanungin ka pa nung nag-deliver na parang, sir, ano to ba tang bigat? Mas ang laki nung box. And sometimes they need to help me bring it upstairs kasi ganun siya kalaki minsan.
Oh my God.
And can you imagine, hindi pa to yung shipping fee ha. Ito yung parang babayaran mo lang dun sa FedEx for like handling.
Okay.
The, ano? Minsan, between 4 to 6K. Iba pa yun dun sa shipping fee. Iba pa yung presyo nung statue.
Which is usually probably more expensive. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Grabe pala yung ano, past life mo.
Oh,
medyo
so,
intense.
Past life. Past life. Okay.
Pero ang maganda dun, hindi ka naman umorder, pero may package available for you every day. Diba? Mm-hmm. Oh, dami nagpapadala.
How?
Hindi
pa
na
yung
papadala kay Chico.
Mga ganon.
Diba? Uh-huh.
Pero grabe. Like, alam mo yung excitement.
When was the last time you ordered like something grand?
Oh,
like
pre-pandemic.
A statue?
Pre-pandemic.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing this pandemic, like this lockdown?
No.
Where you had the urge to just, you know.
No, maybe because this lockdown also kind of makes you a little nervous.
It does. Mm. It really does. Take note, I didn't say it did. I'm saying it does.
Kasi it does.
Nangyayari
pa. We're still nervous.
We're still nervous.
Yeah.
No, but like, gets, I did buy a couple, but only because I ordered them pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
So, syempre, pag dumating, you know, choice. Diba, you have to.
Alam mo, totoo yung ano ah, yung makes you nervous na yan. Kasi, even me, little old me.
Yeah.
Kasi everyday naman yata ako nag-check ng mga apps, di ba?
I'm not
for, like,
surprised.
Good. So anyway, over the weekend, like, I ordered some stuff. And then, I also wanted to order from a different app. Like, I had, like, my cart full there. And then I had to stop myself. Because I was like, wait a minute, you just ordered, like, from this other app. And then you're ordering all that stuff again. Do you really need them? Meron akong self,
dati
ano
wala.
Wala. Dati, check out, go. In fair. Tapos parang I slowly added the stuff to my wish list instead.
Right.
Kasi hindi pa, parang,
kasi
na,
pag gano'n, nasa check out,
ready na talaga
ready
eh. Oo. So, I had that moment of like, nope, you just ordered from like another shop, like let's wait and ano.
And see if you still want it after a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Number 8 from Nero. Oh, it's actually a remake. It's Hazel's movie, but it's going to be an action-packed movie.
Okay.
It's a reboot of FPJ's classic, Totoy Bato.
Hazel Bato.
It's a reboot.
It is.
Hazel's Bato.
I cannot. This will haunt me for the rest.
You
of the
offered day. Us that information. You presented
on a
it
silver
to us
platter.
On a silver platter.
Not a day goes by that I don't regret revealing that. Oh my God!
Ganda no ano yung ganda yung sana ko may video. Parang alam mo, tawag nga sa akin ng mama ko noon, Bato.
Tapos alam mo yung na-realize niya in the middle of it.
Pero... like it was a classic.
Ang ganda talaga.
No relation. No relation to that bato.
And number 7 from I'm Jungkook's Girl. Title ng movie ni Hazel, Phantom of the Rotary.
Ay, naku, I'm telling you. Pag ako talaga umattend ng Rotary Club meeting.
A buffet.
Actually, nag-take note na ako nung umatend ako ng Rotary.
Ay, for me? Thank you. That's a true friend right there.
Parang mali eh. Si Rika yung umatend, dapat si Hazel eh.
Hindi, sabi
ano muna. I-endorse naman kita.
Parang ano muna siya. Alam mo yun, nag-check out muna siya of what's there.
Parang ano muna, parang pre...
Ocular. Parang ocular. Nag-ocular muna si
Rika. Tapos syempre, tawagin ko na si Hazel.
G! Let's go! This is a good, a good spot.
Isang doktor, isang lawyer.
Oh my God!
And also from Jungkook's Girl, Always Be My Daddy.
Ay, ganda.
Oo, kasi ako yung baby eh.
Oo. Pa-baby.
Pa-baby, true.
Number 6 from ODH. Title ng movie ni Hazel, again, a remake of a James Bond classic, Octopussy.
Although, I'm scared. I only have one. I don't have 8.
Hindi, kasi diba?
We don't know.
Hindi, diba? Kasi, ano, it's one of the worst, quote-unquote worst, Bond movies. Yung Octopussy was savaged by the critics.
Why?
But, wala lang. But compared to the others, it's extra muddled.
What is it about? Why is it called Octopussy?
That's the name of the villain. Octopussy.
Oh. Like code name, you mean?
Yeah. Because you remember, one of the OG villains in James Bond, because I'm such a big James Bond nerd, was Pussy Galore.
Yeah.
So, parang, you know, it's a little nod to Pussy Galore.
Okay.
And, so, yeah. That was another... Pero it wasn't very good. It was like 80s Bond, so...
Yeah. To be honest, I'm in like an old movie fix right now. Kasi when I watched Catch Me If You Can, di ba may scene din na nanunood siya ng James Bond? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I had this urge to watch James Bond movies. It looks so glamorous.
It is so good.
Grabe. I was just gonna say, when you think about it, medyo yun naman talaga yung kalaban ni James Bond.
Girls?
Di ba? Because he falls for, you know, exactly. So,
yeah, ako feeling ko they should remake it and make it good this time around.
You know, my first James Bond experience was the one that starred Rosamund Pike.
Oh, Die Another Day. Yeah. Madonna.
Yeah, that was my first Bond movie ever. That's why it's so unforgettable to me. Like, she's so unforgettable to me. The song's unforgettable.
It was very special to me because, again, parang my thing for the Beatles. I discovered it, you know, college days na yata. Mm-hmm. So I would watch the latest Bond movie. Tapos I got interested. So I started borrowing. Tapos I did it chronologically. So sabi ko, yung pinakauna muna. I think it was Never Say Never. Or what's one of those? Oh, no, sorry. Gitna na yun.
Justin Bieber.
Tapos ano?
Jaden.
Tapos, from the oldest to the newest, oh my gosh. It was like each installment was like magical for me. I loved it.
Pero time out, di ba inuulit-ulit lang din nila yung movie?
No.
So you're telling me na from Sean Connery to Daniel Craig, like these are all different movies?
Oh yes.
Walang identical. Because in my head, parang feeling ko movie na Daniel Craig na ginawa na ni Pierce Brosnan or ginawa na ni
Not
Sean
at all.
Connery.
Oh, although
Pierce Brosnan, I totally forgot. Yeah, that was a Rosamund Pike one.
Oh damn.
Kasi diba it's all based on the books.
Yeah.
So ni Ian Fleming. So it got to a point where they ran out of books that they already made.
So yung screenplay na ito
out
na.
Of every. Tapos ito na, panahon na nila Daniel Craig. Okay. Ubus na. These are all originals na.
Okay.
Pero
okay,
all
I get
the
it.
Others, they're Kailan from Ian Fleming's yun? Books.
Kailan nag-start yung hindi na
It's na recent, I think either baka Pierce Brosnan or Daniel Craig.
Okay. Baka ano ba una ni Daniel Craig?
Sky alam mo, if I'm not mistaken, ang first yata na hindi Golden Eye. Alam ko wala nang librong Golden Eye. Oh. Ni Pierce Brosnan. Basta ganon. Around that time, mga 90s, 2000s, wala na.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really nice. Like, super, super... If you want something fun, you should check out the
gym. Ikaw ba, Rica?
Ano?
If you were to pick from like any of the...
Ano?
Any of the James Bonds. Sinong favorite
mo? I feel like I wanna explore... Siyempre, alam ko lang yung mga recent eh. But I feel like if I explore the older one...
If you were to be a Bond girl... Oh, this is a good question. If you were to be a Bond girl, which co-star would you want? Oh my God! I want ano... Daniel Craig.
Well, I mean,
pero kasi I love Pierce Brosnan too, but like, he's too pretty or whatever.
Ako Daniel Craig or... Talaga sumali sa Bond. Ako Daniel Craig or Sean Connery.
Wait, sino si Sean Connery?
The white-haired dude.
Pero he looks...
Anong
should,
James Bond, hindi pa ba
you
sa white
should
hair?
Check out
okay,
Sean Connery
I'm on it.
As James Bond.
But everybody actually who's super into the franchise will always go for
ito,
the original.
Sa inyong dalawa. Would you... Sige, tinan nyo muna. Lagay nyo Sean Connery, James, young James Bond.
Oh.
Tell me if you've seen it. Tapos may question ako sa inyo.
Ooh, child.
Okay?
Ay.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, here's my question now. Now that you've seen him as the young James Bond, would you star... Would you co-star opposite Sean Connery in Goldfinger?
The answer is yes.
Goldfinger.
Wait lang.
Yeah.
Honey. Honey, I am there.
Yeah.
Wait, he's so good. Wow.
Super. Super. As in like the first, I would say the first 3-4 Bond movies?
Yung parang quintessential.
Kaya the ones na napanood
hindi lang
na
si... Hindi lang ni Hazel.
Lumabas
na. Uh-oh. No, and even as a younger man, he already had such BDE.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
BDE indeed.
Tsaka
I'm into it.
Ang super... And if you watch the actual movies, like the way he moves, the way he talks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to watch it. Kasi ngayon naman, I'm in a Matrix mood.
Matrix!
So I'm starting the Matrix movies.
Guess who was supposed to star in the Matrix?
No. Lisa Vanderpump.
No. Madonna.
Oh, really?
She says it's her like one of her biggest regrets.
Wait, so
that
she
didn't take it.
Okay.
No, she was offered the Matrix and she didn't
imagine.
Take it.
I can imagine. Like, that's her aesthetic. That's her.
I know. And she's like, I can't believe I passed up on like the Matrix.
I know.
Right? Oh my gosh. Like, I'm telling you, try to watch
but
the
after
Bond
the Matrix, movie. I'm gonna watch the Bond movies. I cannot wait! Yeah.
But parang ano, mga panglalaki yung interest natin deeply, Rica G. Very, very ano, manly.
Ano to eh. For everyone.
Inclusive. Naman.
Inclusive.
Oo,
diba?
Pero parang pag ganyan yung mga ano mo, yung mga usually mga kausap mo, yung mga guy friends.
Mga guy friends, oo.
Diba?
Oh, tama yan.
Wala nang
agree na lang. Tama yan, Hazel.
Tama yan. Hoppy.
Hoppy.
Hoppy birthday.
Hoppy birthday.
Hoppy. Sa'yo.
And number five from Coco Hernandez, title ng movie ni Hazel. Di ba pangalan ni Hazel? Hazel May.
Mm-mm.
The title of the movie would be Hazel May December Affair.
Ay! Ang ganda nun!
Mm-mm.
Parang it's perfect.
Di ba? Hazel May December Affair.
May December sounds good because, I think that's the... Pero pag May December, the girl is younger?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's just really
it's
what
always
it's
always younger.
Basically, it's just like one is younger
and the other is
the other one is much older.
Ah, hindi kailangan yung
kaya nila.
Younger.
Pero ang weird dyan, I wonder why they tinipid pa nila. Ginawa pa nilang May, December. Ba't hindi nalang January to December affair?
Kasi siguro yung May, December, maybe...
Tsaka from both ends.
Kasi maybe.
Pag January, December...
Malapit. Kasunod yun eh. Oo, totoo.
So medyo half-half. Number 4 from Camilo. Title ng movie ni Hazel, Bata, Bata, Nasaan ang Iyong Ama?
Nasa Amerika. Nasa Virginia.
Number three from the Super Malas Guy. Ang kwento ni Bubot, ni Mumot, at ni Tutot.
Ano yun?
I'm Tutot. Di ba remember? Si Chico tsaka si Baby Whale. Ay, ang nickname nila si Bubot.
Ako si Bubot.
Tsaka si Mumot.
Tsaka si Mumot. Tapos
sabi ko, eh, pwedeng po sali. Ako si Tutot.
Ako si Tutot. Ang kwento ni Bubot, ni Mumot, at ni Tutot.
I mean... Mm-mm. I'm down to make that movie.
Siya yung ano, censored.
Let's go. We'll have Rika direct it.
Oh yeah.
Diba?
Pwede. I have some thoughts.
And number two from Juice Blank. Title ng movie ni Hazel, co-starring Rika GGG.
Okay.
Unang sirit.
Ang tanong, sinong
balita
mo,
ko
sino?
Ikaw. Balita ko, ikaw.
Oo eh. Parang balita ko.
You know
na.
Too much.
Too much!
And the top title ng movie ni Hazel comes from Archie Aguilar.
Archie Aguilar says...
Ganda ng title.
Oh, sige nga.
The title? Title ng movie ni Hazel? Pension and Sexual Tension.
Love! Wow. Love
that after you see the pension.
Pension and sexual tension.
Mm, parang ano eh.
The more zeros, parang, the less clothes.
That's true. The bigger the pension,
right.
The bigger the sexual tension.
Yun.
Yun talaga yun.
So feeling ko magandang ano yan, magandang movie yan.
Love it.
But the top 10 title ng movie ni Hazel, we've got two more batches. But we will be doing those
not.
Two when we do Facebook Live.
I know, we're almost on the Facebook Live part of the show. But we've got Dear TMR still to come. And also another round of Chico Misterioso. So watch out for that. Another dream for us to interpret.
And now, it's the moment that TMR fans have been waiting for. It's Chico Misterioso!
Monster RX 93.1, time for round two of Chico Misterioso! We've got a dream sent in by Victoria!
Okay.
Victoria says, hello guys, I have a recurring dream, probably over 14 and a half times by now. For the past years of being proposed to by my long-term boyfriend.
Ooh.
The dream would always start with me accepting a ring. Each time I open it, to my surprise, I would see a ring I would not typically like. Examples would be a geeky ring, a big gigantic ring, a gold ring, etc. A far cry from what an engagement ring would normally look like. The dreams would be so vivid to the point that every time I would wake up, I would be so torn. Torn between the thought that he finally proposed or that he proposed with a ring knowing that I wouldn't like it at all. A brief background of me and my boyfriend. We've been together for 11 years now. Marriage has always been a hard topic to tackle despite living together. Each time I would bring it up, my boyfriend always seemed to be so unreceptive. I, on the other hand, would like to think that I'd get married someday, have kids, and the works. I just can't seem to find the connection between the weird engagement ring dream to my reality. Thank you for reading this. Hope to hear from you from the podcast. Victoria.
Well, for me, I completely disagree. Because she says you can't find the connection. For me, it's like...
totally connected?
It's totally connected. Kasi like usually, when you have a dream na sobrang, yun yung parang yung yaya ka ng baby ni Hazel na monster. Diba? I mean like, it's so like, you know.
It's so true.
Not, it's not literal. I mean, yeah. It's obviously a symbol for something else.
Uh-huh.
But when you get a dream, that's actually, you know, to a degree mirrors the reality of your life. It's pretty close. Because remember, they've been together for 11 years. And yet, you know, there's that issue that marriage is not really something that is being brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, there's a little bit of anticipation that maybe it should happen. For me, the dream, it's more like, of course, it's the whole, when is he going to propose? But it's also, because remember, he did propose each time. but it's always a ring that she wasn't sure of.
Mm.
So ako, because maybe the marriage thing is not really being talked about, that you're starting to think, you know what, kahit mag-propose siya, I don't know if it's exactly what I want. Parang meron siyang hesitation.
Okay.
Kasi remember, like, when you get a proposal, but the ring is not the ring that you wanted, yung parang, yeah, my dream came true, but not exactly in the form that I wanted to come true. Meron kang parang, it's a yes with reservation.
Yes. Kasi parang how well does he really know me?
Yun.
He's giving me a ring that, you know, I don't like.
And I think that's the connection there. Yung parang, if you know me, then you should know that maybe we should be talking about this already. But we're not. So maybe that's what the weird ring symbolizes. And each time, it's the same dream, nag-iiba lang yung ring, but it's always a ring that she's not crazy about.
Yeah.
So, feeling ko, she knows that she's going to get what she wants, but maybe 60-70% of how she wants it. There's that 30% that bugs her.
Okay.
And maybe that's what the ring stands for.
Well, websites would always say that, you know, what you're dreaming about is not usually what it is actually about.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, like you said, since that's...
Ang lapit eh.
Oh, ang lapit eh. Parang that's what you're going through in your real life. But like I said, popular interpretation would say marriage proposals and dreams often make people think that they're getting married, but it's not the case. So a marriage proposal in a dream signifies your plans for the future and your goals that you want to reach differently from what has happened. So I guess it's also a little connected because...
It is.
Your plan would be, you know, to get married, have kids.
Yeah.
And have your house and everything. So it may lead you to a new path. And you wanted to change everything so far. So there are different types and interpretations. So if someone is proposing to you, if you're proposing to someone. So there are different types of dream interpretations when it comes to that. But usually getting proposed to in dreams will bring good results. Like, usually.
It's usually a positive thing to dream about a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's hope, you know, something positive comes your way indeed.
Hopefully.
And whether it be a proposal, an actual proposal with a ring you like, or, I don't know, something else. Maybe
and
something
I know,
career-related.
Just like with any Chico Misterioso entry sender, give us feedback.
Yes.
You know, did we
want
scratch the surface?
Mm.
Were we super far from what you're going through? Tell us if it makes sense.
Yes, please do. Email us again. And email us if you want us to interpret your dreams. rx931tmr@gmail.com.
More music.
Another one. Baby, let's go. Let's go.
Monster. RX 93.1.
Dear TMR.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for Dear TMR. So again, if you guys want to get in touch with us for anything really, you have like a message for all of us, for one of us, questions maybe, feedback, RX931TMR@gmail.com. And we have a Chico Misterioso related Dear TMR today.
Oh.
So, you know, we've been asking them to give us feedback. Well, one of them actually did and emailed us from Vin. Dear TMR, Chico's interpretation shed light to my dream.
Oh.
Every time I go out with my friends, since I'm the one who's been working for years, I usually pay for everything. Remember this dream that we talked about?
The car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love my friends and I don't take it against them. It makes me happy when we're all satisfied with food and our trips. They're fun to be with. I've been treating them for years. But lately, I've been getting this feeling that I wish I could be the one on the receiving end. Anyways, maybe Chico forgot his interpretation of my dream, but he said that maybe I want someone to take over my role. That's very accurate. Also, my youngest friend will marry his longtime girlfriend soon. Their parents agreed on their soon-to-happen marriage already. And unfortunately, I'm still single. I'm so glad that you have an email address now. I don't have Twitter. For someone as young as me, I feel like I'm older than Chico, who's 36, for having no Twitter. I'll make one soon so that I can send my entries too. But for now, I'll keep emailing Vin.
Oh, that's nice though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to know that it actually makes sense to them. Because I like, remember, it's a little more difficult when it's like a complete stranger as opposed to, let's say, your barkada comes up to you and says, this is my dream. Tas alam kasi ng barkada mo what you're going through, what your life has been. They might have an idea of what you're, of what's going on inside your head. With us, we're kind of like purely basing it on what you reveal to us via the dream. So it's great when it actually makes sense.
I know. I mean, we don't always expect it to make sense.
Yeah.
But so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Our record's pretty on point so far.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, so
that's cool.
Magaling talaga yung mga vibrations.
Ay, kasi, hindi naman ako yan eh. Binabasa ko lang yung vibrations na umaabot sa akin.
So, galing yung vibrations.
I'm just a vessel here.
I promise you, one day we'll be hosting something and then the word vibrate will be there and we'll end up saying vibrate.
Vibrate.
Or why would you need to say it?
Or yung ano, yung kukunin tayo ng ano, kunyari, event ng Viber. Tapos masasabi natin,
Viber!
Good
luck to us. But thank you, Vin.
Thank you, Vin.
And we have a lot of emails as well that we will be reading in the coming weeks. Madami nang naka-pending. Oo. So
yay,
just keep
you.
Sending us. Again, rx931tmr@gmail.com.
Dear TMR.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931. Good morning to all the monsters joining us over there. And also Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
And so many people are like greeting Hazel a happy birthday in
Thank
the comment
you.
Section.
Thank you.
Everybody. So here we go. Let's do the top 10 for today. Courtesy of Christopher Salvador, title ng movie ni Hazel. Let's start off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. The Walking Dead. Not another temple, please.
Oh my God. Accurate. I mean, I love The Walking Dead and I dread walking. So... Well, at least walking to, like, to go to a temple.
To a temple.
Yun
Hello.
Medyo.
Kasi walking when you're in the walking shopping. Dead. Oh.
But when you're in the walking dead scenario, diba?
I know.
All you have to do is to walk. Walang, nothing is working.
For me talaga, ano naman eh. Okay lang naman yung temple. Pero wag lang yung multiple.
Not too much. Tsaka wag yung one after another.
Yeah, maybe just one temple for like a trip. Right? That's fine. Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
Actually, it's fascinating, TBH. I mean, like, you know, you see one, like, amazing-looking temple. Pero yun nga eh, para siyang, ano yun, the law of diminishing returns.
Mm-hmm,
you see one, you're amazed. You see two, you're like, ah, okay. You see three, you're like, oh, another one? You see four, and you're like,
can we just go shopping?
Can we just go somewhere?
Yeah, exactly.
Totoo. I've experienced that too. Let me see here. Just a minute. Number 9 from Camilo. Diba iba tanungan na, who's your daddy? Pag si Hazel ang nagtanong, who's your daddy?
Who's your what?
Who's your daddy?
So, ay nako! Ay, hindi ko rin na-gets ha. Nung una, I was like, what? What's he saying?
I know, the left and the right.
Hold them up high, so clean and bright.
Ay nako.
Number 8 coming from Butter Baby. Title ng movie ni Hazel, Fuma Frank Sinatra. She did it her way.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I will always do it my way.
That's the ano eh. That's the rebel in Hazel.
Ay, tama ba? We will do as Hazel host will answer on Facebook.
Naku, parang ayoko ng ganun eh. Kasi delikado eh.
Di ba the last yun?
Hindi,
we did.
Yun yung sa Facebook live. Do we do it every time?
Do we do
every
it every
year?
Time? We did one cycle na eh of that.
Okay. Ayaw nga.
Oo. I think ah, tama ba?
We did it the last time.
One cycle yun eh.
Pero we'll see. Basta for in between, we'll... Basta, you can ask whatever you want. We'll see if we can.
At saka we'll have opening of gifts.
Yes, I'm excited.
Wala pa. Oh, isa lang yung gift mo today. Hindi pa dumaan.
Dalawa. Okay. Di ba si Marky dinala niya?
Alam mo, your presence is your gift. Being the party coordinator.
Oh, events
actually,
coordinator.
Number 7 from Christopher Salvador. To all the older boys I loved before.
Wala naman kasi talagang younger.
Ever,
eh.
No?
Like, lahat talaga older eh. Even the ones my age were older. Slightly older than me. Even the boys that I went out, I dated in college.
Wanna boom boom pow pow.
Ay, wag ko yung pow pow ah, pero...
Yeah, ano, confirmed, yung boom boom.
Older yun, definitely.
Number 6, from I'm Jungkook's girl, naku, pinag-uusapan lang natin. Tumulong kasi, diba tuloy naisip ko, Snow White and the Seven Manos.
Oh my gosh, I haven't shown you pala.
I don't wanna... I'm good.
I already know.
What? No, I want a
visual.
Oh,
no,
I'm good.
No.
I'm
you know
good.
What I mean? No, because like, we're friends. We have to share, you know, stuff
nope,
like that
nope, nope,
with
nope.
each other. So.
You know, that's Hazel's love language. Forcing you to watch something
gross.
Inappropriate and gross. And then porn is my love
language.
Not just, but, you know, like movies that'll make you want to shower right after. You know, parang, why did I watch this?
I mean... You know, I'm
only
here to
for
spread the good word. The good
alam,
word
has that power.
Alam mo may ano? May mga nag-ana. Is Rika showing some skin?
Pa birthday niya daw yan sa akin.
Ano? Sumisexy star.
Ang inyo guys. Lagi naman akong ano.
Balat na balat.
I mean,
balat na balat,
hindi ako balat na balat.
Hindi. The thing is, that's what you're seeing. Now, what you're not seeing is even more interesting.
Oh yeah. Right? Oh yeah. And
she told us.
Number 5, coming from Coco Hernandez. Title ng movie ni Hazel, I Need a Man, Not a Boy Who Thinks He Can.
Oh no. My God.
Not right
a
now.
Boy who yeah.
No, but right now you need a woman.
Oh, I do. I do. I need two.
You need two. Yes.
I have two in mind. Yes.
And number 4 from Shivana, title ng movie ni Hazel, I think it's a remake of a Pinoy classic.
Mm.
I'm Drunk, Chico. I Love Baby Whale. Hindi ba lang, I'm Drunk, I Love You. I'm Drunk, Chico.
You know
I
what?
Love Baby Whale.
I don't have to be drunk to admit it.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell Chico, I tell Baby Whale by hearting all the posts.
Ay, recently ni like ni Baby Whale yung ano ko, yung comment ko sa Instagram stories. I think I gave a 100 emoji.
Oh my God! Oh
and you
my
know,
God!
You know the 100 emoji. It's like code for
code
whatever.
For
man, I've got competition!
A step higher to ha, yung kay DJ Unisan ha. Mm. Minsan lang kita iibigin the remake. So, sasabihin daw ni Hazel, Chico! Tapos sasabihin ko, wag mo kong ma-chico-chico! Yung tanong ko, ang sagot mo, are you my baby whale?
Sana kung yes lang ang pwede. I mean, oh my God.
You do know how that ends, right? Tatagain ni Maricel Soriano.
Ay, si may tagaan!
Yes.
Hey, speaking of Jaja, hello, Marky!
Hello,
oh, Marky's turn.
Happy birthday, Hazel!
Oh, yeah?
Thank you.
Finally, woo-hoo. A proper song.
Thank God. You know, I mean, I gotta give it to Rika, A for effort, because she gave me a Marky-style greeting to start the show.
Sabi namin, dahil wala si Marky, si Rika ang kakanta ng Happy Birthday.
How did it go daw, Rika?
Happy
birthday
to you.
Mukha ni Mars.
Kamusta, kamusta naman yung plexiglass dyan? Okay pa ba?
Yung gusto mo yung ready siya. Nagulat siya dun eh.
Oh, tsaka yung mukha niya parang, parang assaulted. And also, number three from, ah yeah, that was number three. At number two from the Super Malas Guy, title ng movie ni Hazel, The Perfect Man, dot, 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 could be a woman.
It could.
You know what? If
it
God
is.
Be a woman, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh and my God. And that's the perfect thing to say, Marky, because in that video, God is Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In God is a Woman. That was her voice. Oh, she was God in the video.
At saka ano, na,
really?
Si Hazel.
Wow.
Yep. Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
The voice of God?
Yeah.
Was Madonna. Madonna's voice.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Cool. At saka, nakaka-confuse si Hazel. Mm. Kasi nanonood siya ng Madam X. Obviously, di ba? Kasi crush na crush niya si Madonna. Pero crush na crush din niya yung boylet ni Madonna.
Hindi ko naman crush na crush yung boylet. Wala namang binatbat compared to
Madonna.
Madonna. But like, but alam mo yung parang nakita ko lang kahit papano, I kind of saw like what she probably sees in him.
Mm.
Watching him in Madam X with like the whole military uniform.
Yung napano ka, no? You go, mama!
Nakapiling ko, hindi lang ako yung nakakita. Kasi pinakita ko din dito sa booth, eh.
Sir, yes,
maraming
sir!
Maraming nakakita dito.
Sir, yes, sir! Go down and give me 50. Hindi, di ba? Ganun yung sa... Hindi, di ba? Sa ano?
50
military.
Pumps!
Oo, 50 push-ups. Ganun.
Alam mo yung, ano?
Nag-react kagad
nung
ka.
Nung CAT, kayo ba alam niyo yung pumping?
Yung magparang...
Yes, yun yung tawag.
Ano, which one?
Pumping, yun yung tawag. Parang basically squats, but like all the way
mabilis.
Down. Tas mabilis. So, yun yung punishment.
Diba
before. Yes.
We never called it that. I think we called it something else.
It's from in pumping.
Aren't those just
squats? Pero kailangan super baba.
Super baba, all the way down. Yeah. Oo.
My knees
kasi
could
squats
never.
Hindi all the way down pa, diba? Yung pumping,
squat,
it has to be all the way down.
Static, diba? Nakaganon ka lang. Nakasquat ka lang. Ito yung parang, they call it something else eh. Not pumping eh. Ooh.
Ewan ko sa amin, bakit
kasi even in the gym, it's called something.
Like, say nyo din, Rica, pumping.
Hindi kami nag-pumping eh.
No, they just, I mean, when I do it, it's called air squats.
Oh, parang ganun eh. Basta there's a term for it. I don't know.
I don't know who came up with pumping, but that was what they used to call it in my school.
Yeah, but I do know about pumping. Kasi parang usually they do that
for
punishment.
I'm sure you do.
For punishment, right?
Okay.
Are you good at it?
That's super good for your quinta.
I've never done it.
I used to be.
Very, very good.
I used to be good
ang
at it.
Ang kaya
na,
ano, may
practice mo na yan.
Do 100 a day.
Grabe yung 100 a day.
No, sabi ni ano, Halle Berry.
Oh,
she said she does it like 10 times. No, she does
it
every day.
And it really has
day,
an effect even if that's
squats.
The only thing you do.
Yeah, true.
100 a day.
And your booty will look better.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, your booty will look really nice.
Okay.
Kahit sa shower lang. Kahit sa shower lang.
Kunwari, 100 a day, di ba? Gawin mo 30 in the morning, 30 sa lunch, tas 30 sa afternoon, tas last 10 before you sleep. Parang ganon.
Pwede.
Hirap nun.
Oh, yun, okay. Pumping din daw ang term kina enricher.
I do know that's what they call it, pumping.
Oh, it's so
and
weird.
Rico. A lot of them are saying pumping din sa kanila.
Pump it louder.
And number... Oh, and the top. Title ng movie ni Hazel comes from Nero.
Nero says...
Title ng movie ni Hazel, That Thing Called Tandana. Kasi, yun ang mas type niya. Yung mga medyo may edad.
Totoo talaga.
That Thing Called Tandana.
I think it could have something to do with the fact that I don't like what is currently popular most of the time. Like, I don't like hopping onto trends or the bandwagon. Uh-oh. So, usually, I go for something... Like, for example, Madonna. You know, Madonna was, like, the biggest
star back in the 90s and like the early 2000s, right? And I always liked Madonna, but like I wasn't crazy about Madonna then because she was like so popular. But now that, I'm not saying she's no longer that popular, but you know, there are younger stars. Now I'm like, oh my God, I'm into Madonna. Like I'm just deep diving into everything Madonna now. So yeah. Maybe it's got something to do with that.
Oh, because I'm always crazy for her. Yeah.
Okay.
As in, like, alam mo, like, ako yung tipong when she was just an up-and-comer, when she was on top of the world, now that she's no longer as popular, I mean,
you
my love for her has never wavered at any point.
Look at you.
Yeah. But you know what, Hazel, I understand you in that aspect. Yung tipong, you don't want to really stick to the trends. You want to find your own trend. Or pag nagustuhan mo na yung isang bagay and then suddenly it becomes popular, like
you kind of stay away from
interest.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Hello. We like to go against the grain.
Yeah.
But at least di kayo gatekeeper. Or
not really.
Some sense. In a way, I guess. Because yun nga, pag gusto namin, tas may mga iba nang nagusto, parang, oh, fine. Di kayo na. Parang ganun na. Parang, let me move on to something
else. It's a different kind. Kasi yung gatekeeping, it's more like, no, you can't like what I like because this is mine. Ito, it's more of like, ay, ayoko na inyo na lang yan. It's a different kind of gatekeeping. And there you go. We've got one more batch to go. Of course, we'll be playing a couple of songs here in the RX booth that we will see on Facebook Live. And we will be having our gift opening.
I love it. So check it out. Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. The birthday topic of our very own Hazel Hadi.
And in case you missed it, I opened presents during Facebook Live.
Yes, we did.
During our in-between. Thank you to my co-hosts for the wonderful presents. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful presents.
Alam mo, laging gift ko kay Hazel. Laging gift ko kay Hazel is
ano?
An experience.
Ay, kinakabahan ako. Ano may experience ko today?
Remember last year? Diba? Uh-huh. A whole
trip, right?
A whole trip.
Naku, parang feeling ko. Kasi kanina niyayaya na ni
Rika
si Hazel.
Pag-isipan
feeling
natin.
I'm gonna take her out on a date. I'm gonna give you the girlfriend experience.
Kasi ang concern ko, hindi masyado yung mall eh. Kung saan siya magyayaya after the mall.
Alo, Rika, total makeup artist ka naman. Kayang-kaya mo maglagay ng mga wrinkles, di ba? Para magmukhang... Para pumasok sa older woman, peg.
So, here we go. The top 10 title ng movie ni Hazel. Let's start off with Manny Asymptomatic. Tennis the Menace.
Tennis the Menace! You know, because I have been so obsessed with Madonna, and because my favorite tennis players have been injured for a while, I actually haven't been super into tennis. I mean, not as much as I've been the past few years, TBH. I haven't followed it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do watch occasionally still, but yeah, I kind of miss it. I super miss being on, like, my tennis body clock.
Yeah.
Kaka-miss siya. Si Chico na nga yung mas may ano ngayon, may sinusuportahan sa...
Ay, grabe siya.
Sa
why? Sino?
Wala naman.
Si Rika, gusto rin makisuporta. Diba?
Hindi ko na nga pinapanood yung game, puro serve lang.
Magandas mag-serve. Okay,
okay na. Okay, doesn't matter. We won the point.
Oh my God, I have to tell you something. I was talking to my dad, right? And we were talking about... Because usually when I talk to my dad, we talk about tennis and what's going on. So, na-bring up si Zverev. Sabi ko kay Papa, ay naku, favorite nga ni Chico yun. So then my dad goes, tanong, sabihin mo kay Chico, mas gwapo si Chichi po.
Oh my God!
True story!
Waiting for you!
Si Chichi pa. Ay, sir, when my dad said it, tawang-tawa talaga ako. I'm like, oh my God.
It's just looking out for you, you know?
Grabe na. But FYI, ha? I disagree.
Ay, nako, sabihin mo yan sa papa ko. Papa ko kasi ano, mahilig kay Chichi pa. So, sinasales talk niya lang na, you know, to be under. Nagtaka lang ako, hindi. Sabihin mo kay Chico, mas magaling si Chichi pa.
Mas gwapo.
Grabe ha, nanonood din ako ng tennis dati ha.
Grabe.
Si Daddy Hati naman. Tito Hati, ha? And number 9 from Nero, Dawn of the Dead. At saka The Walking Dead.
Alam nyo, grabe kayo. Bakit horror yung movie ko? Puro dead. Dead.
Number 8 from Juice Blank. Ah, like a 90s song. Siguro, dito yung sa soundtrack, di ba? Bombastic, Telefantastic.
Telefantas.
Ah, bakit? Bakit, ha? Bakit yan ang title?
Eh, kasi, ano daw?
Ano? Ay, explain nyo nga sa akin.
Kasi,
hala, lago.
Kasi, shaggy yung buhok mo.
Ako na. Ano nga ba yung itsura ng shaggy na buhok? That's
shaggy,
like afro, di ba? Oh, afro siya.
Hindi.
I mean,
ah,
di ba may...
Shaggy.
Si Shaggy yun, the person. Oh. But there is also a hairstyle na Shaggy in the 90s, di ba?
Ah, yung parang kasi, grabe yung volume.
I don't know eh. Kasi alam ko, parang siya... Isn't it parang layered?
No.
The shag.
Maikli. Yung parang kay Jane Fonda.
Ayun yung...
The shag.
Mm-hmm.
Oo.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Kasi hindi Shaggy, the shag.
Okay.
And, number 7 from Chinito Ken. Dalawa to ha. From Chinito Ken, patayin sa small talk si Hazel.
Please no.
Tapos, si MC, patayin sa sindak si Cecil.
Grabe kayo kay Cecil, guys.
Nananahimik si Cecil.
Oh, hindi niya pa ako gini-greet. So, antay natin kung babatiin ako ni Cecil today.
From Icarus Torrent and Arch Aguilar, title ng movie ni Hazel, Apaka the Best, ni Kakagigil.
Good.
Yung dalawang favorite
sige,
na.
Favorite ko yung mga yan, the best.
Apaka the best, nakakagigil.
Ay, sorry, binati na raw pala ako ni Cecil, sabi ni Jamie. Thanks, Jay. Okay, thanks,
yun,
Cecil.
See? And,
bakit ganun yung tono?
Thanks, Cecil. O, hindi. Grabe kayo.
And number 5 from...
Oh no, she's watching!
She's watching. Is Cecil here?
Cecil! Magsalita ka na! Cecil! We want your side of the story!
Hindi, dapat ano, yung pagkunyari sa mga ano, sa mga TV show, diba? Cecil, bukas po kami.
Cecil.
Bukas po ang TMR. Para sa
Blink
once.
Grabe kayo.
Grabe. Ikaw ang fifth member ng
tsaka ano, diba? Tsaka diba yung sabi niya parang, oh, yeah, Jamie said, she greeted me na. Thanks, Cecil.
Thank you, Cecil.
And, sabi ni Nero, Cecil.
Phone touch. Cecil, 8631-9393. Magsalita ka na.
Basagin.
Uy, ang daming nagre-request na i-phone touch na natin.
Oh my God,
Cecil.
No, never.
8631-9393. That is the number. This is epic. Epic wow. Pag tumawag si Cecil.
Cecil, babasagin ang katahimikan. Susunod.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. Hindi ko kaya.
Explosivo.
Hindi ko kaya.
Go Cecil, parang reunion ng housewife.
Explosive yun.
Ilalahad ang katotohanan.
And,
sabi nga, I love Hazel, guys. It's her birthday. Kahit cold siya. Si Cecil.
The shade.
Sabi ni Jamie, Cecil, tumawag ka na.
mga buwisip.
Ang ganda.
Number 5 from Camilo. Title ng movie ni Hazel. Hazel Potter, and the Sorcerer's Senior Citizens Discount Card.
I mean, that discount comes in handy, oh, yeah. For sure. 20% is pretty big, especially and when you have a big bill.
Yeah.
Yung total mo, kung malaki.
Yeah. But imagine, if, usually they would pick out a dish na lang.
But alam mo, ang weird ng rule dyan, because yeah, some restaurants just take the card and like
20%
take less
off the bill.
20%, yeah, off your bill automatically. Others would actually, yeah, ask the senior like what they
what
have.
What did you eat?
Oh,
it's so weird. Or they would just have to pick a dish.
Which is weird.
And number 4 from Archer Aguilar, title ng movie ni Hazel, You Put the Old in Gold. Oo nga naman. Oo, it's there. From Jungkook's Girl, Late Lunch at Tiffany's. Masyadong maaga ang breakfast.
Hoy, guys! Morning person na ako.
Oh, isa pa from Jungkook's Girl. Babangon ako! At matutulog ulit.
Gonna deny that. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
That is pretty accurate.
It happens.
Especially when I don't have work. I swear, I wake up early, but then I feel like, why am I getting up? It's, I don't have to go anywhere. Like, let me just get a couple more hours.
Diba? And number 2 from Simply Nedge, title ng movie ni Hazel, si Hazel ay lightning. Kaya ang hanap niya, thunders.
Alam mo talaga, oh my God, I swear. It's just, I'm making this more and more difficult for me. Because I went for like, I want like an older man, I want like, no, I want an older woman.
That's not hard. If you think about it, it's pretty easy. You know, mga amigas.
Iba naman yata yung older women that you have in mind sa women that I have in mind, eh.
Mm-mm. And the top title ng movie ni Hazel comes from Jasper Salceda.
Jasper Salceda says,
always late, but worth the wait.
I love it! I love it! But it's no longer accurate.
Hindi na rin always, ha?
Okay, bossing, hindi na po. Hindi na po, hindi pa accurate yun. I come in early. On time na po.
Oh, what about us?
Indecent proposal.
What?
Bayako.
Hindi, ako meron ako. Meron ako. Title for Hazel. More of kasi kailangan, di ba? Because she helps a lot of people. That she should also learn how to accept help. So parang ganun yung movie, yung theme. No? So it will be called Saklolo.
Nagayon ng key, Saklolo.
Ay, naman tayo maasama. Hindi. Ano naman? Hindi ko ano spelling ng Saklolo.
S-A-K-L-O-L-O.
Thank you.
Saklolo.
Thank you. Oo, buti naman ha. Akala ko iba yung spelling mo. Baka iba yung...
Hindi, kasi ang tanong, pwede pa ba?
Grabe kayo.
Kapag ganun na.
Kapag ganun na kalolo.
Hindi, parang help. 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 Learn. You know how to give help. Now you should learn how to accept help.
Mm. Di sa akin, ano? Ice age.
Bakit ice age?
Joke lang. Kasi mahilig ka sa ice. I don't know. Wait lang. Isipin ko muna. Love.
I don't know. I guess, di ba may bagong movie sa Netflix? Yung Fluid? Kasi diba si Hazel, si Hazel, Madonna, LVP, sumisirit palagi, perfect.
Ako ano, siguro Pose.
Pose!
Kasi, you know, when you're with Hazel, sobrang dami mong ma-experience, dami mong papag-usapan, you know, just like the show. Dami nangyayari.
Tapos ang ano, song Vogue, Strike a Pose.
See?
Perfect! I love it!
Your life will be colorful once you get the Hazel experience.
Hello?
Uh-oh, that's true. Yeah. I mean, kaya Madonna, LVP, or anyone that looks like them. I don't know.
So, can you imagine ano, Madonna writing and performing a song for your movie sa Klolo?
Mm.
Can you imagine a Madonna like...
Yeah. Papalitan natin, gusto ko sa Klola.
Sa Klola.
Sige na.
Lola na.
Pwedeng sa Klola na lang.
Hoy, hindi pa siya Lola. Wala pang anak.
Wala pa siyang apo. Si LVP magiging Lola na. Kasi pregnant na yung daughter niya.
Well, yeah. I think the... Ang pinaka pwede niya is either Lola. No, Lola siya lang. Wala pa atang of age sa iba.
Yeah, it's... Isn't Rocco...
Not yet. I don't think so. May 18 na ba siya?
Meron na.
Ah, okay.
Meron
na. Yeah, I guess. Rocco yeah. too. That oh would be her God. First okay, Lola experience.
Are you fine? Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Pa-off ng mic.
Gusto ko yun. Pa-off ng mic. Merong genuine cry for help.
On air.
On air. Ay.
Hindi ko kaya.
Alam mo yung...
Struggle out, is real.
Na-cancel out na yung point.
No? Hindi ko na. Subtle.
I didn't have... We don't have the button here anymore or something. I don't know. I can't see it.
I can't. But... Thank you to everybody that sent like greetings on Twitter and those that are sending me messages. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Ching, ko kaya. I am dying.
Girl. What is going on? Palitan mo na daw yung Rika. Rika CCC ka na daw. Rika choke. Grabe.
Okay.
Thank you for all your birthday greetings. I appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for
Happy
the birthday. Gifts, for the treats, for the love.
Thank you. Thank you. Birthday mo. Birthday mo yes. I can't breathe. Hindi ko din alam. But
ano nangyayari dito?
I appreciate all your greetings. I appreciate all of you. So thank you so much. And happy birthday again to Kuya Jay and to Ekort here also at the station. They celebrate their birthdays today as well.
Happy birthday.
Ano? Okay na? Okay,
kaya
pa. Wala
ba tayong birthday greeting kay Hazel? Isa-isa.
Sige, let me hear the awkwardness. Sige. I would love this. Okay. Give it to me, mama. Mama.
You changed my life.
Sabi ko sa mga awkward, di ba?
Sige,
yan. Ako, okay, ito. Parang awkward talaga.
Sige, go.
Hazel, can I give you a hug?
A birthday hug!
Ito, mas awkward. You know, I've always loved you more than a friend.
Ito pa, mas awkward. Hazel, how's the weather?
Small talk, I can. Okay, anyway. Pagod na ako, guys.
Ako rin.
We love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for always making it special. I mean, this is the second pandemic birthday.
I know, right?
For me and for all of us, because, you know, mine's the last of 20, diba? The last of the year sa ating apat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I just want to say thank you for making it special. Even if we're stuck at home.
Actually, birthday ni Marky lagi yung batayan natin of how long the pandemic has been going on.
Yeah, true.
Like,
diba, because my birthday literally kick-started the pandemic.
Yep.
Yeah. The lockdown.
The lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, lockdown pala. Oh.
But thank you guys.
Oh, yan daw. Happy birthday to Hazel May Aguilon Federer Vanderpump Ciccone.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes, I love that. Buti hindi mo sinabi yung happy blank day. Kundi uupakan kita, Chico. Buti na lang inyo binasa yung part na yon. But anyway, please stick around for Nikki. She is up next and we will be back tomorrow. And yeah, we'll catch you then, okay? Thank you again for your gifts, you guys. We'll leave you with something from Dua Lipa featuring the queen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Madonna. This was called Levitating. Enjoy this one and happy Monday. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Good Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.